הידבר השם אומרי שבמין בר סיני בוי אומרת, ואיכות לחידש השני, בשון השני זה צייס את בני ישראל מארץ מצרים. So what's interesting is that Sefer Bamidbar, the name of the Sefer, Sefer Bamidbar, very strange name. Actually, in the Midrashim, they call Sefer Bamidbar the Sefer HaPkudim, which makes a little more sense. It deals with the counting of the Bnei Yisrael, which alone we'll see is a shtickle of Tzorachin. But to call the Sefer Bamidbar, somebody just asked me by the dinner this week, is the names of the parshiyos have any significance? Where they come from? Is it time somebody got up a couple of years ago and decided to give parshiyos names? So I told him that the mokor for parshiyos is actually not only in Medrash HaMeroyim, it's a Medrash of Pinchas ben Yoyel, goes back to the Tanoim. There's a Medrash called Medrash Tadshei. That's a Medrash of Pinchas ben Yoyel. And over there he brings down the name of each, the name of the parshiyos. Why is it called Bereishis? So Bamidbar is a very strange name. The desert. That's the name. I mean, that's very insignificant. Now the oil moed, we understand, is significant. Because the Torah was given out of the oil moed. Chazal tell us, Klolon b'Sinai, and Pratimu b'oil moed, or was Chazorah b'oil moed. Oil moed was a place where the Torah was transmitted from. But the Midbar, what does the Midbar have to do? Now, if you look at the Pasuk actually says Midbar first. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. The Midbar gets the first Kedima. Then Bo'el Moed. So Chazal come and L'chor try to answer this question in the Medrash Rabbe. And Chazal tell us that the Torah was given with different things, different characteristics. The Torah was given b'Eish, b'Mayim, u'b'Midbar. Now Eish and Mayim we understand. Eish refers to the Shechina, when Hashem came down on Har Sinai v'har Sinai Oshan Kuloi, that was the Eish. Actually, the words of the Torah were Eish Chayra Gabi Eish Levono. We know Mayim is because you need to have the Midas Anova for Torah. Mayim goes in Mokom Gavoya, or Mokom Nomuch. What's Midbar? What does Midbar have to do with the Torah? Rav Yashiv, so Gizun Zayin Yishav Afu Shleime, in the Sefer Divrei Agoda, he's aiming on this. There's a whole piece to try to understand what is the concept of Midbar. What does Midbar have to do? So I'm going to try to share with you an idea of what it means the Torah was given with Midbar. What is this Nakuda that we're supposed to learn? Additionally, we know Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar is the Hakdama of Matan Torah. Always before Shavuos, we read Parshas Bamidbar. Chazal say that Menu v'katru atzeres. Actually, this week's parsha is an introduction to Chag HaShavuos. So this week, I'm sure you were all by the dinner. Right? I don't think anybody missed the dinner. Talk to the people who did later. But we spoke about the question as to why... Don't worry, it's you with it. We spoke about the Shaila. Why is counting a chesaron? And why is counting a mila? Seems that counting is both a chesaron and a mila. And actually, the Medrash in this week's parsha brings down both things. The Medrash says that su'u, the lashon of su'u, which is the lashon the Torah uses for counting, is both used for negative and for positive. Obviously, positive is su'u is loish b'nei Yisrael, lift them up. So yinecho. It's a high, it's elevation. And su'u is also used by the opposite. We're talking about execution. When Yosef told the Sarah Mashke that he's going to be killed, the Sarah Yifim is going to be killed, he said, Ba'od shloisha yomim, yiso paro yaschoishcha me'alecha. So the Medrash in this week's parasha brings down both. It says that it has both elements. The saw has the element of height and the element of low. Question is, what is that? What's behind this chazal? What does that mean? And then we have another medrash, Yalkut Shemoni, which is Mamish Mafli, Hafli Vafela, in the beginning of this week's parasha. And the medrash says, we know this week's parasha, the Baruch Hashem gave out the degolim, the Klal Yisrael. And each shevet got its own degel. And each degel had its own picture, its own color, symbolized the particular shevet's strengths, whether it was Yehuda, whether it was Naphtali. Each one had their symbol on their degel. And the degel actually showed the uniqueness of that shevet. The Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and he gave out the degolim, the Klal Yisrael, it says, V'digulai olai ava, right? It showed the love that Hashem had with us. And the goyim now were jealous. Niskanu umasoilu. Ma roa HaKadosh Baruch Hu liskara v'meilu. Why the Eibush to give the Torah to this nation? What's going on with this nation? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately responds to the goyim, take out your books. Let me see, take out your books. And we'll see where you come from. And let's see where the Yidden come from. And the Yidden come from Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And that's why this week's parasha starts with the Misyachas of Bnei Yisrael, the Yichus of Bnei Yisrael, because this was the Goyim's time. The obvious question is, what are the Goyim now jealous? What new happened? That the Eibishter has to go and tell them, you know, look where Klai Yisrael come from. They all had it was equal opportunity. The Bnei Yisrael went around, the Eibishter offered the Torah to everybody. All the Goyim had the same offer. In fact, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that Lo Sod Lovim when Mashiach comes, and the Eibishter is going to say whoever was Oisik in the Torah get the reward. Famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dav Beis, Dav Gimel. The Gemara says that the Goyim are going to come with Tainus. Why didn't you give us the Torah? And the Bnei Yisrael is going to say, what do you mean? I offered it to you. They can say, well, you didn't force us. They're going to come with Tainus. But the Rebbeinu Shem offered the Torah to all the Mosheilim. He offered them the Torah. So why are they coming in this week's parasha? All of a sudden they're jealous. And the Rebbeinu Shem has to go start telling them, well, look where you come from. Look where Klai Yisrael comes from. What do you mean? It's a kasha. So I have one approach. And I want to share with you this year another approach. One approach is tshuva. This approach I brought down also in the Mishkan, the idea of tshuva. And that could be one mahalach to learn this parsha, which is that the Goyim, when Hashem went to all the nations of the world and he offered them the Torah, but he didn't tell them anything about tshuva. So the Goyim said, forget it, Ritzicha, forget about it. Loi Sigma, forget about it. Loi Sachma, forget about it. We can't do these things, right? If the Baruch Hashem would have told him, listen, guys, these are the laws. But Lamaise, if you don't do them, you could come back and work it out with me. That's a whole different Baruch. That's a different Baruch. Every child knows that their parents has told them, who knows how many thousands of times, if you do that one more time, then, what then? It's a gomish. A child is a child. There's no then. It's nachamo. And then they work it out. That, if you do that, then I'm finished. Finished. You can get a heart attack if you want, but nothing else is going to happen. Because it's your kind. A kind is a kind. Eventually, whenever they want to come back, they can come back. The Eibishter never told the Umas HaOlam. When they said, you know what, Geneva, forget it, we're not going to be able to do it. David said to them, you know what, don't worry about it. If you mess up, we'll work it out with you. That would have been a whole different package. That's a whole different package. It's like you apply for a job, you say, I can't do this. The guy says, listen, even if you mess up, it's okay. You stay here anyway. Okay, I'll take it, no problem. No problem. So what's going on? That was the Goyim's taina. They didn't have kinei after Matan Torah. But after Matan Torah, there was an Egel Azov. And after Egel Azov, the Eibishter now was Machaper us. And he built for us an Oyel Moed. And everything went back. We're good Chaverim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us out the flags. Everything is fine. What happened to the Egel? Taken care of. The Goyim said, what's going on? Ma ro HaKadosh Baruch Hu liskarev emelu. This was never on the table. This explains their jealousy. What are you jealous if you had an offer? And we didn't get this offer. So this is one approach. And this is the approach that we put into the Mishkan. The only difficulty with this approach, whatever, this is one approach. I want to share with you another idea that directly relates to Matan Torah. And it also connects to the concept of Sfira. Tonight already we're holding Kemat came out at the end, one more night after tonight, they were going to be zeicher to count. And then comes Shavuos. We know that the minyan triggers Kabbal Sater. The minyan triggers the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And there's really nothing like it. We have no other Yom Tov that works like this. There is no other Yom Tov. The only remotely connected type of Kedusha that comes in this fashion is Yovel. Yovel has Sfarta Lochem, we count 49 years. Sorry, I'll lower that. We count 49 years, and then afterwards comes Yovel. And that's it, then we have Yovel. So it comes out, the only other thing that we have remotely connected to this is Yovel, but Yovel has at least a very, very simple difference. Yovel, Bezdin does it. Bezdin does Yovel. Not us. We don't create Yovel. Bezdin creates Yovel. Bezdin counts. We don't count. So really, Shavuos has two aspects that are unique. Two separate aspects that are unique. One aspect of Shavuos is unique, that it happens through counting. That's one chiddush. But that alone is palatable. It's one chiddush. But then the Torah took it out of every other sug Yom Tov. Every other Yom Tov is Bezdin. Every other Yom Tov is done by Bezdin, not by us. We're not Makarish to Chedesh. Bezdin's Makarish to Chedesh. All of a sudden, Shavuos the Eibishter said, you know what? You guys take care of it. Who? Everybody. And that's why the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara Menaches, Sukkah's talking about Lulav, the Gemara Menaches says you need another limud. Usfartem lochem, shetehe svira biyad kol echot ve'echot. Very difficult Gemara there. The Gemara Menaches says that there's a special pasuk that you usfartem lochem, each one of you has to count. Some achronim say it's such a peldig Gemara. Of course, what do you mean? What would you think? That maybe the Gemara means to say you can't be yotze with Shemir Kain. There's a whole controversy in the Poskim, which I'm sure you guys have learned, whether you could be yotze sfira with Shemir Kain. And the reason for that controversy is because of this Gemara in Menaches, which says that everybody has to count. Well, obviously everybody has to count. Naturally everybody has to count. What would you think? But the Teretz says, I believe one of the ways to learn is exactly what I'm telling you. That since the counting of sfira gives Kedusha to Shavuos, and that is normally done by Beis Din. Beis Din are the ones that create Shavuos, create Regolim. So the Svara is that the Svira also should only be Beis Din. That even though the Torah said, Usfartem Lochem, but the logic would be that it should be Beis Din should do the Svira. Just like they take care of all the other. All the other Yom Tovim is out of our realm. Beis Din does it. So too over here should be the same thing. Should be the same thing. Ad kedei kach, some hold you can't be mekabel Shavuos early because the sphere didn't end yet. The sphere completely. But not only does the sphere create Shavuos, but each Jew was empowered by the Torah to create the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It doesn't exist in any other Yom Tov. Only Shavuos. That's why. What's the pshat then? But as you kach in advorim. Don't know why is that. So I think we could say very simple. You know, the Gemara talks about the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia. Two people are walking in a desert, and one of them has a jug of water. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva ben Petura, who's supposed to drink? Does the one who have the water drink the water for himself? Was he supposed to share it with the other guy? The Loshan HaGemara is strange. Mutuv Shiyamusu Shneyan. According to Ben Petura, better let them both drink. Val Yireh Echad B'Mises Chaveiro. Very difficult Gemara. I brought down a pshat from the Netziv, if you guys remember. From pshat in the Gemara. But the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, Taka, you hold the water, you drink it yourself. That's how we paskin. You don't have to give the water away. Because Chayecha Koidme. Although you have a mitzvah to keep every Jew alive, but you have a right to sustain yourself first, then to sustain everybody else. And therefore, you could drink yourself. And Petura says, no.
better let them both drink. And the lashon he uses is yomus v'shneim. Then the tziv explains it doesn't mean they'll both die. It means they may both live. Who knows? It means take care of the other guy too, and who knows, maybe you'll both live. That's the way the tziv really learns member two. But that's a member two. The difference between a midbar and everywhere else is very simple. There's such a thing called corporate living. Well, Marshall, when you live in town, right? When you live in town, I rather said this over by many years ago by Chesky's father's Levaya, Olav HaSholem. If you remember when I spoke, it was Motzei Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev. I'm sure you remember when I spoke over there. Remember Vayeshev Yankov? So we spoke about Vayeshev Yankov, because Yaakov Vayeshev Bishal. That was what I spoke about by the Hesped. So Motzei Shabbos, right? That's what we spoke about by the Hesped. So Lamaisa, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Bishalva, I spoke about that Rashi. Says Lamaisa, there's such as I said such a thing as corporate living, even Orthodox corporate living. You live in town, you don't have to worry about anything really. The food is taken care of. This is taken care of. Everything taken care of. Taken care of. Yes, you have to send your kid to yeshiva. Okay. But that's all you got to do. You got to send your kid to yeshiva. If you live in a community out of town, it may not nilly-milly. If you don't take care of your kashrus, you don't have kashrus. You don't take care. You got to, it's hands-on. And the more out of town it is, the more hands-on you have to be. Some people, they drive in, they go hundreds of miles to get their food, and if their wife needs to go to the mikveh, I know a guy 350 miles every month. His wife has to go to the mikveh. They have 350, 700-mile trip to go to the mikveh. Yeah, it may not nilly mealy. They got an image. That's life. The more secluded you are, the less you could rely on the tzibul to take care of what has to be done. You can't rely on the tzibul. But the truth is, we fool ourselves. And I'm sure Chesky remembers, that's what I was saying. Right? The difference between Yaakov, when Yaakov Avinu was in Lavan, and when Yaakov was in Eretz Yisrael. When Yaakov was by Lavan, he was out of town. He was out of town. He had to worry about everything himself. He had to worry about his kids. He had to watch his kids like hawks. He's living by Lavan. There's no Judaism there. But once they came to Eretz Yisrael, they made a yeshiva, Basil Panya, like the Targum Yenison says, and they established themselves. Now already Yaakov, Pikish Yaakov, Leishiv B'Shalva. Doesn't mean Yaakov wanted to take it easy, go on vacation, join a golf club. It means now I don't have to be on top of my... But the truth is that's deceiving. A Jew always has to feel a sense of achrayas for his Yiddishkeit. He always has to feel an achrayas. Not that it's okay. Just like a guy out of town doesn't miss a minyan. I mean, if I don't come to shul, there won't be a shachris. I better make it. I remember we went to Kingston once, and we were there one morning, and the Rav calls everybody, "Hello, Harry, we're waiting for you. Okay, I'll be there in a couple." And people who come out not from, they come to the minyan, because they know, I mean, if I don't come, there's no minyan. Everybody has a minyan, neely-meely. The truth is, Kabbalah Satera can only be if a person feels him ain't I need immediately. A person has to feel like I am needed. I have to do. I can't rely on the tzibur. I have my own sense of achrayas that I have to take care of. And that is the danger of being just part of a tzibur. There's unbelievable benefits of being part of a tzibur, so long that it doesn't wash away the individual sense that he has his own achrayas. And he has to make sure. The Torah, one of the things the Torah was given, it was given to 600,000 Yidden and all the neshamas of all the generations. But it was also given b'midbar. It was given that each individual Jew should feel like he's alone in the desert. And he as an individual is being makabel the Torah. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar, besides the Sinai, b'midbar. Every Jew has to accept the Torah himself as an individual. That I am the one. The Torah needs to be, I have to accept the Torah as an individual. And if I don't accept the Torah, I have nothing. And if I don't make sure every mitzvah is done, I have nothing. I cannot rely on the tzibur. The tzibur is a benefit. It's an energy. It's a power source. But it's not something to rely on. And that's it. The tzibur is taken care of. That's no good. And that's why one of the conditions of the Torah to be given has to be Midbar, has to be a desert. In a desert, everybody knows, you got to fend for your life. If you don't take care of your life, there's no city water, there's no city sewer, there's no city nothing. There's you. And whatever you take care of is done, and whatever you don't take care of is not done. And that is a tnai for Gabal Sater. That's the idea of counting. That's the Se'u of counting. In order to count, you have, the only way for a person to count is each individual person is an individual. And they have a sense of achrayis. Number 22 has to live up to number 22. And number 23 has to live up to number 23. 22 can't rely on 23. 23 can't rely on 24. Each one has a number and they have to know what their number is. That would explain the Chazal in this week's parasha. Because parasha, you learn, when the Jews are doing the mitzvahs, ain't lohem mispar. Means we have so great, there's no number. But the Medrash Rabbah by us says the opposite. Bizman sheYisrael oisim mitzvahs shel makom, then there is a mispar. What does that mean? That means when we do mitzvahs shel makom, it means each individual has his number. He lives up to his number. He lives up to his achrayas, what he has to do. And that's why the Torah said the yomtiv of, even the yomtiv of Shavuos is not Bezen. It's you and you and you. Everybody has to have a part in Shavuos so that we realize that the avoid of Shavuos is not to rely on Bezen. The avoid of Shavuos is that each individual Jew accepts his own responsibility. And that's why, no, there is Bezen, it's not Makadosh Shavuos. You are Makabel Shavuos, and you are Makabel Shavuos, and you're Makabel Shavuos. That means every single Jew on his own has his own sphere, so that he doesn't get lost in the crowd and say, well, there's a crowd. Shavuos is taken care of. Shavuos is not taken care of. If you take care of it, it's taken care of. If you don't take care of it, it's not taken care of. I wanted to say in this vein, it could be this is the energy behind the Bahag. We never find such a thing. The Torah gives you a mitzvah, 49 days to count separate days, a mitzvah. And if you miss one day, you lost it. Chant. I can't keep on counting. It's the same vote. The sense of achrayus. The whole idea of the sphira is that if you don't count, it's not going to work. So we can't tell you, well, you know, you missed a night, it's okay, just join the tzibur now for the next day. Part of the lesson that you can't continue counting without a bracha is the same idea. You have an achrayus, and if you don't count, there's a problem. It's broken. Don't fool yourself. All right, I missed a night. Tomorrow night I come with everybody else and we say it together, Hayom Shiva Boim Yom. No, it's a problem. You didn't count, it's messed up now. Yeah, the other guy counted, he's not messed up, but you didn't count, you're messed up. That could be the energy behind the Shita of the Bahag. That's the idea. And that's the reason why the Eibishter gave each Shevet their own flag. And their own flag represented their own achrayas. And it basically takes from just being an Am to everybody realizing, focusing on their own achrayas, their own responsibility. And the emes is, maybe I'll leave this for Shabbos still, because I still have a vote tonight. Yeah, you know, I'll do part two, Shabbos.